The only show that turns everything into inappropriate innuendo. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. We welcome Dan Schneier in from CBS Sports. Dan, good to have you.
Hey, guys. Glad to be on. I'm excited to talk some football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So I'll hit you with the top headline. Everybody knows it. So the Cam Newton signing by the Patriots. It didn't improve their, you know, their Super Bowl odds off the chart. Like, I mean, it did, but as far as him going to the Patriots, in your mind, your gut feeling, like how big of a deal is this on this 1 year deal for Belichick? Does it suddenly get you back into the conversation of, well, maybe life without Brady won't be so tough? Or are you completely in a wait and see mode?
Oh, I am completely all in on this move. I actually tweeted about this back in March as something I thought needed to get done, should get done for a variety of reasons. Everyone told me, especially our insiders at CBS, they told me, you know, there was no movement really on the Cam to the Patriots front. And I think that's kind of how the Patriots played this one. They played the market smart as usual. As you've read today, really the only other team that even checked in on Cam was the Browns. It was a very odd quarterback market this year. You look at the deals that Cam signed, Jameis Winston signed, even Andy Dalton, who could have been, you know, the best backup quarterback signing in the NFL, $3 million for 1 year. So he played the market right. And for me, it really comes down to what you've seen in the past from Belichick. He is a game-specific planner. So every single game plan is going to look different with Cam, and it's going to look a lot different than we've seen. You saw in the two games that Jacoby Brissett actually had to start for the Patriots way back when, before they traded him to the Colts. The game plan on offense was completely different from the Patriots those games, and they ended up winning those games, and it was very ball control, clock control style game. What they're going to do is they're going to run the football a lot more this year, and they're going to play a different style of football, and it works really well with their defense in place, because the Patriots obviously last year had one of the best defenses, if not the best, in the NFL. They lost some key players, but they drafted a lot of guys to replace those players that fit the system that they're running there. It's a very unique system on defense. It's a lot like the old, I would say, New York Giants systems he used to run, Bill Belichick, during those Super Bowl years. It's a lot of bare front. It's a lot of 3-3-5. It's a lot of nickel. So I really like this signing. I think it's going to work out extremely well. I think we're going to get a motivated Cam. And people forget with Cam Newton, back in 2018, during the first half of the season, before the shoulder injury act up, and I think that's the big potential hurdle here, it's that shoulder. But before the shoulder acted up, he was playing arguably, in my opinion, the best football since his MVP season. He was completing nearly 70% of his passes up there from all the advanced metrics. It was the best of his career. And really, he was doing it in a brand new offensive system there with North Turner, who came in 2018 in Carolina, flipped the script on everything that Cam had learned over the past, 5 years there in Carolina, in a way different system under coordinator Mike Shula. And he picked it up just like that, Cam. People don't realize that Cam, the cerebral aspect of Cam's game is a lot further along and more advanced than people realize. So I love the fit.
Oh, no, and he's been playing for about a decade. You said the question was about the shoulder because, people forget, he's great those first eight games. Injured his shoulder, New England or Carolina then. Really didn't acknowledge it and said it was fine. As you watch this completion percentage and accuracy just dive, finally with 2 or 3 weeks left in the season, they put him on the shelf, and then all of that came out. And, the worry is because you didn't get really to see much of him last year before the foot injury flared up and then cost him the entire season. Dan, you've seen guys go there and have unbelievable crescendos of their career, whether it's Rodney Harrison, Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, Junior Seau, like those guys went to New England and really finished off strong. You watch guys like Chad Johnson, you've seen Albert Haynesworth, and there are some others as well that have gone there and haven't really had that same level of success, and it didn't work out. I mean, I think the over-under is, Rothman, you said 8.5 games is Cam starting this year. Yep. If I told you that was the number, Dan, would you take the over-under based upon either ability to win the job and fit with Bill Belichick and the injury history, or potentially him starting over that?
I would take the over personally. I mean, in general, I'm a very injury agnostic NFL analyst. I believe for the most part, injuries are a lot luck based. I mean, there are some guys who have, when you see the guys who have the soft tissue injuries over and over again, those are the guys I would bet on getting injured more often. But his injury last year was not a soft tissue injury; it was very freak injury. And it was something that he's even mentioned he should have got surgery on earlier in his career. And really, it just comes down to the shoulder. That's hard to predict, but now with a year off from football, I think that's actually going to help him. And it's a very motivated Cam Newton. As far as the other question goes, I don't think it's even a question. I think he wouldn't have signed here unless he knew that he was getting that starting job. And from a performance standpoint, I see him fitting very well. Now, to be fair, one thing to note is that the Josh Daniels system there on offense is very, very, very different from almost every other system that teams are running at this point. And it does require a lot of short accuracy in the quick passing game. And that's never been something that Cam has been, excellent at. But at the same time, I look at that and I look back to those games with Jacoby Brissett there, and even the games with Matt Caffey, who had a very different skill set than Tom Brady. And they did change the system to fit those quarterbacks. And I think the same thing is going to happen there. So for me, again, being as injury agnostic as I am, I'd probably take the over.
Dan Schneier with us from CBS Sports as we talk NFL. Let me take you back to the very beginning before we kind of tie a ribbon on the Cam thing. What did everyone know? What did they know, the Patriots, that everyone else didn't? Or was it more of the shoulder and the foot, and then the price just seemed right for the risk? Like, if, and my point on this is, could another team have gotten him for this figure? Or did he just want to go to the Patriots? Like, I'm trying to figure out, like you said, Belichick waited for the market to cool on him, and maybe that was a little bit of a risk. But what do you think they knew that everyone wasn't willing to take the risk for this price?
Honestly, I really do think it goes back to what happened this offseason, a very odd quarterback market, a market we've just never seen. I mean, again, Jameis Winston signed for $1.1 million. I know he had the 30 interception, but he's still a very young player with a really good arm talent and decent success in the past. And then you look at Andy Dalton, who without a doubt would have been the best backup quarterback, in my opinion, on just about any team that could sign him. And there is a lot of value in a backup quarterback. Just look at what the Eagles did. They used the second-round pick to try to get one. And he, again, signed for $3 million. So it was a very weird market. A lot of teams have young quarterbacks in that they've drafted in recent years. A lot of teams still have these veteran types that they draft. And a lot of teams, like the Browns, for example, are still on year three of a quarterback. They're not ready to move on. And that was the team that, at least according to Adam Schefter, the only other team that checked in really with Cam Newton. And the conversation kind of died there because Cam was not interested in potentially being a backup quarterback. He needed a situation just like this one where really his only competition is a retread veteran in Brian Hoyer, who's a smart quarterback but doesn't really have the arm talent, as you saw when he was forced to make a start last season and the Dolphins exposed him, and that's not a great defense in Miami. And then obviously Jarrett Stidham, who's a former fourth round pick, and that's a big leap to expect him to be able to beat out a guy like Cam Newton.
Talking with Dan Schneider, covering the NFL for CBS Sports, here on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And you mentioned Andy Dalton, the backup in Dallas. Dak Prescott, still doesn't have the long-term deal yet. We're in approaching the two-week mark for that to get done. Do you think Dallas ends up getting him on a long-term deal, whether it's 4 or 5 years?
It's a really interesting situation there in Dallas. Our Dallas Cowboys insider, Patrick Walker, has really been tuned into this the entire time, has laid out the scenario, and it's really played out exactly as he laid out. And that scenario is Dak wants a different kind of deal. Dallas Cowboys are typically and almost exclusively give out these five-year-long contracts or longer, 4, 5, 6 years for these, re-signings of their big-name players. But what Dak and his camp want is a three-year deal. They want a short-term deal. So when that's over, the market has reset. And again, as we see, the quarterback price tag just keeps rising and rising and rising every offseason. And he wants to hit it again in 3 years, and make more money per year. But the Cowboys don't want to do that. And they haven't budged much. Now, do I think one side will budge by the time we get there? I think it's definitely very, very possible. I don't know if I would say likely, but very possible. And to me, that side would be Dak Prescott and his camp. I think that they would come to agreement on a 4 or 5 year contract.
All right, our final minute here, Dan. We'll hit you on the Dalvin Cook thing and whether or not, first of all, is he one of the most deserving guys of a nice big new deal? And if so, where do you think the Vikings will land with him? I can't imagine they're going to let him hold out.
I don't. So this situation is almost identical to the one that Melvin Gordon had last offseason, where he has no leverage, Dalvin Cook, and neither did Melvin Gordon, because if he doesn't play this season, he can't accrue another year towards free agency. So it's basically just like he'll come back and he'll meet the same exact situation with Minnesota next season. So if I'm the Vikings, I'm not paying him for a multitude of reasons, mainly that I have all the leverage, but also because I'm not paying a running back that kind of money. I don't really believe that you can win long-term when you have that much cap space allocated to this. Now, I would make an exception for Christian McCaffrey because he's playing such a large role in my passing game. But while Dalvin Cook plays a role in the Vikings passing game, it's not quite like what Christian McCaffrey does down there in Carolina. So for me, and if I'm the Vikings, I'm not paying him. And I don't think he'll get paid. I think he'll come back because he has to, like Melvin Gordon did, and he'll play. Maybe he'll miss some games like Gordon did, but I don't even think that, because if you ask Melvin Gordon if he could do that all over again, I bet he'd do it differently, and I bet he wouldn't miss those games.
Yeah, and if Dalvin doesn't get an accrued season, then he's putting himself behind the, in the new CBA, then he's putting himself behind the eight ball again. All right, Dan, great stuff, man. Be well. We'll reach out again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
Outstanding. Dan Schneier of CBS Sports. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. When we come back, a former Ohio State player has a contract. We'll tell you what that means next. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
You'd think that during a 3-hour radio show, Man and Bone would say something intelligent. You'd be wrong. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.